Actually,
it's been almost a year.
Almost a year since we've done this.
Probably over a year.
Well, let me get this started off with a question. So,
well, first of all, how about a welcome back to everybody who's listening?
No, because
they don't miss us.
They don't.
Well, in case you do, I'm Sprout.
Not one of you has messaged me since we last spoke, so I'm good. No, I'm just kidding.
Delete my number.
Yeah. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Sprout. We're hanging out with Raquan from Death Club Sushi Go, or Sushi Death Club Go.
Yeah, Sushi Death Club Go.
It's a YouTube channel, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys just started that shit too, not that long ago.
Yep, I just started a
today.
YouTube channel.
Today. Well, yeah, well, let me ask you guys a question then.
Yeah.
Ray's a little younger, you're a little older. Who is this extension dude that got killed, or what's his name?
I don't know.
Do you know who this rapper is that got?
I don't know. And Spotify didn't know who he was until he died, apparently.
I've heard him. I've seen him all over the internet a bunch of times. I just never listened to any of his music.
I only listened to one of his songs.
What's his name?
It's Xexion.
Xexion? Oh, that's
all I know
right.
is that when everybody was like RIP XXX, I thought they took Pornhub down.
That's like the third or fourth time I've heard that in the last 10 minutes.
It's never going to get old.
It already has. It's expired. Much like that guy. I'm just kidding. That was a poor taste in joke, dude.
It's too soon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all of his music because I'm old, you know?
Yeah.
So, excuse me for being older than 30, you know. So, unlike Sprout here, who's perpetually 27.
That's right.
For the last 8 years.
Yep.
Or 10 years, or however many years. It's been a few years.
It's been many moons.
But yeah, I have no idea who he is, but it seems to have less of an impact. Because remember back in the day when rappers got killed, it was like a huge big thing.
And people have like candlelight vigils for.
But here's the thing, maybe it is, and we're just older, you know, we're not in the loop anymore, so it doesn't seem to affect us. But when we were younger, you know, like
actually, this whole thing has been a really big debate for most people.
Dude got set
apparently,
up.
Apparently, he's done some shit that's made him look like trash, and bitches are like, "I'm not mourning his loss," and yeah. I kind of feel that. Like, I mean.
Yeah, but
like, I don't know him personally, and I don't know what the fuck he did. I'm just going off of hearsay. But I mean, like, if I knew a person like that personally, I probably wouldn't mourn his loss either. Like, just from based off of what I heard, like,
yeah, but that's hearsay. I don't believe what people
say.
Yes,
hearsay. Because there's also hearsay that says that him and his mom were starting some kind of charity foundation or some shit like that. So
I don't know.
Who knows?
All I know is the way he went out was set up. I guess he came out of a car dealership and got fucking ambushed.
Word?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it is pretty fucked up. You know? The setup is the worst thing. I mean, it's one thing to, like, get into a heated thing and then somebody gets popped off, but a setup's just, like, that's fucking dirty. Either way. You know what I mean? Like, let that bitch who got beat up shoot his ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or do something like that. Because then it's like, oh, that's more just. But that, like, that's just, like, skeevy, you know?
It's cowardice, in my opinion.
Yeah, like Arturo Gatti. Like, he got fucking murdered. And, like, nobody knows what happened, supposedly. But, like, his wife was there. And, they're trying to put her, you know?
Yeah.
They're trying to blame her for it. And nobody said shit, you know. There's like a lot of people were upset. I was upset. I don't give a good goddamn what rumors there was about him beating on her, because I don't know what that shit is. It's like
you just rumors. Know him as a boxer.
Yeah, and yeah. And the rumors, they're just that. We don't know anything. There's nothing in paper, you know. nothing like that shows some shit that happened.
I'm gonna grab something real quick.
What are you gonna go grab?
A beverage for his hot.
For his hot.
But and yeah, we have a bar in here.
Yeah, the podcast studio's got a bar now. It's got a dartboard. It's got a pool table. It's got a much bigger table for us to podcast at.
Actually, and we got a tip jar.
And a tip jar.
Pay us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's nice here now. It's definitely more spacious than the old one. Drinking your nasty Miller Lite.
So what's been good with you, Ray? Captain Yannicus over there.
Dude,
catching up on these.
Sucking the life out of me with that yawn.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your channel.
I'm gonna just be playing games. Like, I'm a gamer. That's what I do.
You play games.
That's what I do, no big deal. You know, it's hard work for some of y'all. Just nothing for me.
I have to yell at Sprout because he's not using a coaster.
It's not even cold.
On the table.
This warm beer is going to condense into...
No, but you...
Warmer beer?
You spill on it.
You're
a dribbly guy.
I'm a dribbly guy. He's notorious for spilling that Sprout.
Yeah, so it is. God, you're terrible at it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just weird that I feel so out of the loop on this murder. You know what I mean? And it's, I guess maybe it is the sign of the time that I'm either getting out of the loop or it's just having less and less of an impact.
Or maybe you just don't give a fuck anymore.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's not just me. Before, I mean, like, okay, Tupac or Biggie or, you know, that shit was, like, not really something that happened too often. Eazy-E died, but that was, like, HIV and shit. And I don't know how many people even know who Eazy-E is, except for that movie that just came out not that long ago. It's actually been a while now, hasn't it? Since that N.W.A. movie came out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Time goes by. Sprout's busy tweeting and shit.
I'm shamelessly plugging us because we are back.
We are kind of back. This is our first run, so.
Yeah. It's not going to be our last.
No, hopefully it's not. Unless something happens. Yeah, Ray is over here trying to hurt himself. It's so, the whole purpose of us doing this podcast is kind of like a test run, kind of, would you say? Or is it actual full-blown?
This is full-blown. This is
full-blown podcast.
Right? Full-blown.
Well, back to it then. No, but the podcast studio is not complete yet, but it's getting there. It's getting there. Plan on doing a lot more renovations. It takes money, though, and time. But anyways, I'm rambling on here. What do you guys want to do with your time here? Here, let's get down to the cold, hard meat of this. What are you going to do before you die? What do you want to do before you die?
What I want to do before I die? I want to leave the fucking country again. But apparently I can't do that until I just learned this. Until I pay off my child support. They won't give me a passport. And I think it's bullshit. Because they really think that I'm going to just fucking... I can leave the state any old fucking time I please. And I've stayed here the whole fucking time. You know what I mean? Like, so what do you think? I'm going to fucking get a passport and just, like, move to Mexico and never come back?
Yeah.
I just want to go to Japan for a week. I want to see Canada. You know what I mean? We live right below the shit.
Oh, you ain't going to Canada.
Why not?
Because your criminal record.
I have one
thing. Yeah, that's all it takes.
They probably can't even see it. It's been that long, dude.
Nope. I guarantee it. I guarantee you ain't getting across that border.
Jern didn't make the border for something he had on his record. I forget what.
It's some minor shit,
but
too.
Yeah.
Even minor shit.
But then he got to go back after a while.
Yeah. So,
and he didn't get it expunged. He just had to wait.
But that's been a long time.
And it's been a long time.
It hasn't been that long.
It's been over 10 years, bro.
Something like that, though, is different.
If I can own a gun, I can go to Canada.
I promise you it's not the same, man. I'm telling you. Canada's strict as fuck. They don't want you there.
It's cool. I didn't really want to go to Canada that bad anyway. I want to go to Japan more than anything else.
Canada don't want you.
And I want to go back to Thailand.
I know why you want to go to Thailand.
Because it's a beautiful place to go.
Okay.
And everything is cheap.
Exactly. Exactly. You're like one of the thriftiest. This is my best way of being nice and not calling you cheap.
He's thriftiest. So frugal.
That's still kind of bad, though. Every time I think of frugal.
It is a really ugly word.
It is.
Frugal. He's frugal. He don't ever let me borrow no money.
That sprout comes from Frugal Rock.
Frugal Rock.
Down at Frugal Down Rock.
Frugal Rock.
Yep. Super fucking cheap. But no. He's thrifty. That's a nice way of saying cheap, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
not that cheap. I waste money on lots of stupid shit.
Yes, that's the weirdest thing.
It's a blessing and a curse, really.
You complain and you're so thrifty on everything else, but then you just blow it. Like, what you saved on shit you should.
Oh, by the way, I got sandwich. Fucking Blaze Blue. Like,
oh, hey, by the way, I bought two sandwiches instead of one.
Remember I said I wasn't going to get fast food anymore? I kind of got fast food exclusively this week.
Yeah. You know what? I've noticed that. Like, you've had a lot of fast food. Recently,
I don't eat at home. I don't have time to because by the time I get home, everybody's sleeping. And if I cook, everybody will wake up.
You need to
the smell of meat.
Some instant rice. You know that Uncle Ben's? They have one minute rice.
I have a rice cooker.
Well, what the fuck, dude?
It still takes forever. And
then
I don't
get
like
Uncle Ben's.
I don't feel like going to the store.
That is the laziest shit. They got online shopping now. You get motherfuckers that could do that shit for you.
Yeah, the last time we did that, some strange dude in a beat up car, supposedly working for Amazon, showed up with my mom's food.
Huh?
I'm good on that.
Well, what the fuck you think is gonna happen? Everybody's gonna come. I don't want to have to.
I don't
want to
have to be
groceries.
Worried for the safety of my home because I see a strange vehicle pull up. Like they should identify who they are when they pull up. Like, you should have an Amazon vehicle. Y'all, you're a billion-dollar company, and y'all got work vehicles?
Okay, does Uber? Like,
they pay for your car if you don't pay for it. But then if you quit before you pay off your car, then it's their car.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll just give it to somebody else.
But it's not just a fucking a company car, you know what I mean?
It is a company car.
No, like your own car. Most people
you can't smoke in that motherfucker.
Most people use their own car, and then most of those cars are just cars. They're not like a fleet. You understand what I'm saying? They just got a sticker slapped on the fucking side. Like goddamn Eduardo I know over South Minneapolis got a magnetic sticker on the side of some fucking taxi number and shit on it. Making money.
Oh, I know which cab company that is, too. Yeah. It's just like a magnet decal on the side of a fucking sedan.
No, yeah, it's a fucking Chrysler. A 1987 Chrysler. And it looks amazing. It's got character. It says Minneapolis, you know, reuse. Minneapolis is a very reused city. Except for we tear down everything and rebuild everything. So
yeah.
But you find a lot of old shit here, you know what I mean? Like, this city's got a lot of
history. I still want to go underneath downtown.
Yeah?
I was just telling Ray earlier that it's on top of, like, all kinds of shit. Like, there's, like, 4 to 7 layers of, like, catacombs. And there's, like, for different things, sewers, electric, gas, all that shit. There's even, like, old smuggling running caverns and shit from, like, Prohibition. And then there's, like, sandstone caves underneath all that shit.
And underneath that?
Water. Or with the cave is water. There's water in the cave, I think. And then there's, underneath that, there's more dirt or some... No, more sandstone or some shit like
and,
that.
And underneath that, it's more water. And underneath that water... is a giant crab that collects jewels and shit, right?
He's shiny.
And he's shiny. Though that movie drove me insane. But yeah, like I was saying, this place has a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
My house itself has a lot of history. This place is almost 100 years old. My house, this at the alley house itself...
Is older than your house.
Is older than my house. And this place, it has a basement.
Mm-hmm.
And an attic.
And a chimney.
And a chimney. I'm gonna have a fucking fireplace in here.
It's gonna be dope.
It's going to be.
What do you want to do before you die, Ray?
Damn.
You have to put some serious thought into that shit. I guess you're still young.
You haven't thought about it too much, huh?
You're not thinking about your last breath being in the wind.
No.
No.
That's all I can think about now.
Yeah, you're young as shit, right?
When am I
like 22,
die?
21?
I'm 22 years old.
You God old damn. Bitch.
You're very young. You've still got plenty of time to decide what you want to do before you die.
Yeah. Just don't die. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, that's...
What do you want to do before you don't die?
I what do I want to do? I guess really what I want to do is everything I'm already doing. I know that sounds fucking cocky, but pretty much the only other thing I want to do is go like to see some places I've never seen before.
And so you have to leave the country for that then?
Yeah, pretty much, because I've been all over this fucking country already. You're
looking at your passport.
I got my ways. I got a way into Canada already, so I'm straight.
You're going to get a submarine?
No, I just use my tribal shit.
Oh.
Boom. Pa-yow. And
see, I've been man, to Mexico. Niggas can't have nothing nice, bro. We can't do shit.
No, if Trump has his way, though, that won't be fucking very much longer. You know what I mean? He's trying to take away sovereignty and native lands. And, like, he sold off a bunch of fucking... Well, yeah, he didn't sell it, but, you know. He put up a bunch of public lands up for sale, or that's what I read anyways. Honestly, I didn't look into the issue too much because I don't got time for this shit.
Right.
And if I keep reading into all these things, I mean, who knows which point of view I'm looking at, and it's just going to upset me. Because if the corporations are going to fucking buy all of the public lands and use them for, you know, waste and
dumping
and all this and that, then all of that. What's the word I'm looking for? All that ecosystem is trashed. I mean, there's already tons of shit here. I mean, we got foxes, we've got possums. Hey,
did they ever? I don't fucking hear anything about it no more. I haven't since the whole protest and the cops showing up and being all fucked up. But like. They ever sort out that whole pipeline thing?
What pipeline?
In South Dakota.
Yeah, they did it.
They put it up?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
I told you. Me and that other native dude told you from the get-go that's exactly what they were going to do.
No, I knew it was going to happen.
And, like, yeah, there was no way around it. All I was saying is they're trying to slow down the inevitable. And that is money. You know, as long as there's money involved, the money's going to be made.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what happens. And it's showing in society because there's people who give that much less about another person and that much more about that dollar bill. That dollar bill has become so fucking valuable that motherfuckers are killing each other like nothing for it. Girls are setting motherfuckers up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to my cousin.
I know. And that's where I was alluding to. You know what I mean? Like, you can't trust anybody. But at the same time, who are you going to have when you need to do something? You know what I mean?
There's got to be somebody you can trust.
Or you like, need help. I mean, fuck. It sucks. Most people are like, I never needed help.
That's why I don't try to fucking just depend on one person. You know what I'm saying? Because there's like a myriad of other people who are just as awesome, if not better. Like, because sometimes you're going to fuck around and find yourself a selfish person, and that selfish person is only going to look out for them.
That's a good majority of people.
Yeah, that's my problem, and that's why I only hang out with, like-minded individuals, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, so I keep you guys around, because I know that there are fucking people in the world who actually give a fuck about other people, who actually will do things for other people without expectation of things in return, or, like, you know... Just, you know, like, they'll do things to make themselves feel better just because they know that they helped somebody or they're at the very least empathetic with other people or, like, right. Can, instead of arguing with, based off, you know, arguing with opinions based off of emotion, you can, like, actually apply some logic and be like, you know what, maybe I did fuck up.
Yeah.
Maybe I should reevaluate how I'm acting and then, you know, compromise with the motherfucker.
That's the whole point of growth.
Mm-hmm.
On top of, you know, not buying into your own bullshit. Because most of it is our own bullshit. Our ego speaks most of the time. And I mean, it's all pointless and meaningless. Hold up, there's my nihilism speaking again. I gotta keep that shit in check.
You're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die. There's no point. Fuck morals, fuck religion. No. Wow. No, but here's the thing. Like, being, I guess I could say I'm pretty much a nihilist, almost. I mean, I have my own morals. I have my own beliefs and shit, yeah. You know? But they're not, like, religious beliefs. They're not anything like that. I just don't think you should fucking hurt people. You know? Sure. I think you should just be a douchebag.
Yeah. And that's why I teach my kid. Like, you know what's funny is I was telling Jeremiah, because he was asking me about, like, he's asking about, about, like, the whole Wiccan thing and, like, why people believe in it, or, like, if I thought that any of that shit was true, like, the whole energy and rocks and shit like that. And I was like, dude, there's too much science in the world, in the universe. Like, there's too much shit that could be explained with science for me to think that, like, a piece of quartz is gonna, like, cure my cancer or some shit like that. Like,
but I give that, I don't believe in it personally, but I like to let
I don't fucking with other people's beliefs. Like, I don't push people to fucking doubt their beliefs, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just know that there's too much shit in this world to be explained with science for me personally to believe it.
Yeah.
And I also know that a lot of scripture back in the day was written because there was no science. Like, they had to explain what they saw somehow, and they just added, like, theology or, like, some kind of, like, anthropomorphism or fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, yeah, and then there's, like, history woven in those stories, you know? But I, where are we going with this, man? Start smoking a bowl, dude. Oh, shit. But yeah, I don't like to poo-poo on anybody's belief. Because here's the thing. And in all honesty, I'm kind of jealous. I'm envious that they have something to believe in where, you know, obviously they have their belief. They have something to stand on that's,
right.
That's helping them with their fear of the oblivion. Because, like, I stay up at night, dude. Sometimes I'll smoke myself till I have no weed left and wish I had more weed so I could smoke till I'm passed out. But usually I wear myself ragged and then I go to sleep.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
I end up watching documentaries about the universe and how vast it is. And then I start watching shit about, like, fractals or, like, the human body or, like, some kind of, like,
head trip shit.
Yeah, like, it fucks with me every fucking time.
Yeah, we are sitting up and, like, late at night thinking about being,
like,
dead.
Like, Herzkazat's always talking about, like, whether or not we've hit this great barrier and whether or not we're gonna ever be able to, like, travel out into the stars and colonize planets, and or what if we already passed that filter and we can't go any further.
I firmly believe that that's...
I mean, not what if we pass it, what if we're about to hit it and we can't go any further, otherwise we're like, you know, can we pass it and...
I firmly believe that's what the point of life is, you know what I mean?
They were also talking about how, like, finding life on other planets could mean that, like, this is as good as it gets for us as just being on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, how much better could it be anywhere else, if you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Just a clean slate that we're going to fuck up.
Yep. That's going to be Mars.
Going to have some blue natives on there and shit. Yep.
What's on your mind, Ray? I heard that.
Alien pussy.
That's probably the grossest.
Enlighten me.
Thing ever.
I mean, like
illegal alien, or are we talking like space alien?
Space alien.
Wow. Okay, cool. Let's go with this.
I mean, like, you have no idea what these creatures would look like, right?
Right.
If they were around. Like, what if they actually kind of did resemble...
And they had reproductive organs and shit?
Human or something like that.
I'm afraid, dude, we'd have to fucking worry about some serious competition.
Yeah. Also, like, what if their libido's better than ours, too?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They got huge, giant dicks they could fuck for, like, 5 hours.
Yes. Yeah. And what if the females have, like, shark teeth in their coots? Like,
They be BAC, and everybody like, big Asian cock? Like, no, big alien cock. bitches are running around, and that's a joke about Asians and little cocks. I'm just kidding. No, big cock, you know what I mean? Big alien cock. And the girls and all the black dudes would be like feeling fucked up because they lost that position. Like, oh, we're the biggest dick guys and fucking all the white chicks. And now they're stuck. Like, fuck, what do we got now?
These blue ass motherfuckers come in.
Fuck. Next thing you know, they're playing basketball and shit.
And they, not basketball.
And they're fucking out rapping G-Eazy and fucking making Eminem look bad.
Man, you hear that new Young Flipknorp album, man? That shit's cold. And nigga said, I'll put a laser gun in your ass and pull the fleas knob.
That sounds like a diseased dick, dude.
I don't know what the fuck aliens
a
say.
Fleas knob.
It's a fleas knob.
His dick got fleas. You been fucking dogs again?
I got fleas knob,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you that. You don't know what kind of pussy them aliens be liking. They might straight like dog pussy. Look out, ugly bitches. You might
that's
be on
plan
the
attack of the human race is to give all the males fleas knob and impregnate all the females.
No, I believe that. I firmly believe that. No.
But I don't doubt it.
I do think we're, like, life is just meant to spread. Even from place to place. That's why I think from the beginning of time
to the moment we're able to look up, and evolve and adapt. And
yeah. We've always wanted to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say we didn't come from out there? Like, I mean, not us directly, but, you know, as far as organisms are concerned.
I mean, shit. I mean, we're made of the same shit as everything else is.
Uh-huh. Fucking stardust, man. Stardust. You know what? I would like to say, although my face is hurting and my jaw is hurting from this pulled tooth, I'm actually maintaining very well.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
They should have gave you some better shit, though.
Yeah, that Tylenol 3 didn't do dick.
Because they gave me, like, straight Vicodin when I got my tooth pulled. And, like, I took... Remember that day I was at your house after I got my tooth pulled?
Mm-hmm.
And I took one, and usually one will do the trick for me, but it just wasn't happening. Like, so I took some more ibuprofen, and that shit wasn't happening. I took another Vicodin. I stepped in the room to talk to Ro for a little bit because she had called me. And then my ass went right the fuck to sleep, like, 5 minutes after that Vicodin kicked in. I was like, mid-phone call. Not even at home, sleeping on... Sleeping on this motherfucker's bed because I couldn't handle no fucking painkillers.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know, man. I just wish it would have. But here's the thing. I went to a dentist over South Minneapolis. And,
See, that was their mistake.
Yeah, because they deal with all these fucking druggies and shit over South Minneapolis. You see? I didn't even get finished on his table and he's fucking it up.
I didn't mean to.
Anyways, I got carded for buying fucking mouthwash in South Minneapolis.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not kidding you. That's because all these fucking drunk-ass native people, you know, that are over there. And next thing you know, they think because I'm native that I'm an alcoholic. I was like, no. It's those alcoholics that go in there and buy that shit. They buy fucking Listerine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you. And not only that, Lysol. I've seen them pop a can.
Fucking Lysol?
Yeah, I've seen them pop a hole inside of a Lysol can. Dump it into fucking a thing of Hawaiian Punch and drink that shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the you fuck get drunk?
There's alcohol in Lysol.
I mean, I thought you could always die.
No, you can go blind. I've seen people go blind drinking that shit. I want to say my grandma's brother, my dude, went blind for a few days or a week.
What? Ray's over here laughing.
And I'm not kidding. It legit happened.
Hey, what's up, my dude?
My dude? Yeah, he fucking... He was a G, though, man. Like, that dude disappeared for a week, and his wife got a call from the city of Minneapolis down at the mortuary and shit, or at the morgue, and they wanted her to go to identify a body because they had found a wallet and shit by the railroad tracks not too far from where they found a body.
Right.
but they wanted to make sure that it was him. So she went there and saw the body. He confirmed that it was Madut. So, like, everybody was real sad, and, you know, she got a gravestone and got had a burial and everything, and had him cremated. And then, like, a few days later after the funeral, she was at home, and she heard a knock at the door. And when she came to the door, she opened it up, and Madut was standing there, barefoot, pitch black from soot from train.
What the fuck?
And he apparently got trashed and jumped on a train and rode all the way out to Montana and got lost out there and then hopped on a train again.
Wait, is this the dude that you said that they pronounced dead?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. When he got back home, he found out his wife had a whole another person cremated and all of that shit. So they had to bring him back to life, you know. And
on paper.
On paper.
That's crazy.
Some dude was dead on paper for like a week, even though he went missing.
Dude, that'd be like the coolest way to fake your own death.
Mm-hmm. But what happened was the other guy apparently died from like diabetes and alcoholism and shit. So the dude died of natural causes out there, not too far from where my dude jumped on the train.
Damn.
So it makes me wonder if he was drinking with the dude and he just fucking keeled over and my dude was like, I'm out!
Fuck out. He woke up like, where am I?
Montana. In the middle of nowhere. I think it was Montana. I don't know. You know, it's like a story that I heard when I was a little kid, you know. Can I get that later? Yeah, yeah, it was really crazy. But she used to take his shoes so he wouldn't leave. Because he used to be a real bad alcoholic and he would leave, sneak out of the house to go get drunk. Like, whenever she didn't want him to, she would take his shoes and he'd still sneak out. Middle of the winter, he'd be fucking walking to our house barefoot.
Damn.
Yeah, he was a G. He didn't get he was gonna get his drink.
He don't give two fucks.
No, but I mean, I'm sure he's long gone by now. I mean, it's been so long since I've seen him.
Yeah.
It's really weird knowing my dad's like the oldest person in my family.
Your dad's not really that old though, isn't he? He's almost 60 now, isn't he?
He's like 56, yeah. And the thing is, like, everybody in my family's passed away before the age of 63, you know, like 60, 54.
How old was your grandma?
63.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was older than that for some reason.
Not Maggie Jiggs.
It's the same grandma that we went hunting with up in Detroit, right? Or Detroit Lakes?
Yep.
And that was a trip and a half.
Yeah, but she had her diabetic shock.
She had diabetic shock. She went into diabetic shock, and she, nobody could talk to her, like the paramedics and shit, because she only spoke in fucking, I don't want to fucking butcher it. She only spoke in Ojibwe. Yeah.
So she was.
And then, I was going to fucking give it another name, and I was like, nah, it's not my place, too. So I was like,
but so, yeah.
That was nuts.
Yeah, she didn't respond in a way. She didn't know anybody. The diabetic shock is really fucking weird, man. But the moment they got that like glucose in her mouth and down in her throat, like a minute later, she's like, "Hey."
It was crazy because I was trying to like take my mind off of everything because like I didn't know what to do besides like just stay out of it. And so I was walking around outside while they're like tending to Shem's grandma, and I was like, oh shit, hey Jeremy, look, Northern Lights. And sure enough, they're there.
Yeah, we are way up north.
That's fun. It was a good trip.
Yeah, you gotta do it again, man.
We're going this year, aren't we?
Yeah, I try to go every year. I didn't
we'll go bust a cap with some deer
last year, which I kind of regret, but you know, this whole moving thing and all that shit was popping off at the same time, so
I want to shoot a deer.
We're buying a house. Huh?
I've never shot a deer before.
Me neither. I've just pretended like I have. We were out in the cold and we didn't see shit for deer, so I just shot bullets.
Yeah, it was one time. I don't know how many times I've shot a deer with an arrow or gun. But
which one's better?
Better
is more fun?
What do you mean better?
Or is it more effective?
More efficient and effective is that rifle because it drops them dead. I mean, if you get a good aim, they don't even know what the hell happened. But same thing with the arrow. Sometimes it's just like they got hit, and next thing you know, they like they jump and they fucking run away for a second, and then they're like, "What's going on?" And they try to fucking just walk around, and then they just drop dead. Usually that happens in, like quickly if you get a good shot, you know, a vital shot. The skill is in the bow hunting. I mean, rifle hunting takes skill too, you know, because you got to find them, you got to do all these other extra little things, but. For effectiveness, the rifle. I mean, if you're hunting to eat, you want that rifle. If you're doing it for sport, you're going to want that bow. I got fucking an entire army to feed. And my dad and everybody in my family eats deer meat. So it's like, we all hunt. And we all eat. And here's the thing. There'll be a lot of people that will talk shit to you about hunting. I get it all the time. But most of those people haven't put a single dollar into any kind of conservation or done anything. Me, I go up, and when I go up north, I prep the woods. I make it fucking suitable for these fucking animals to eat, you know what I mean? Like, I clear out spots, and I help shit grow better. I help prune things. I help, you know, steward the land and take care of the shit. For these animals, and I want them to fucking flourish, you know. I don't hate them. I don't go like, oh, I'm gonna go find me a deer. Fuck you, deer. No,
I'm only keeping your horns.
Yeah, no, I eat everything, and I take their shit, and I do everything. I take their tendons, and I make fucking sinew out of them. I got, you know, tons of shit. I donate the hide for Hides for Habitat, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, well, most of the time, sometimes I tan it myself, or at least I've tried. And all of my money and everything goes to conservation. Plus, I buy state park tags. I do everything that I can to help take care of the land and take care of what's here. Most people will sit there and talk shit to me, but I haven't done a single fucking thing. And if you look at the facts are most of the money for conservation comes from hunting,
mm-hmm.
Period. Okay. So all those people who want to bitch can eat dick because most hunters don't get a deer anyways. Yep. That's the other thing. They think there's a million tags sold, so there's a million hunters getting deer. Hell no. It's not that easy.
Deer are quick.
It's not that
and easy. They like to roll fucking incognito. Like, usually if you follow a game trail, a lot of them lead into brush and shit so they can fucking lose whatever predator that's after them.
It goes right up, sorry. But yeah, they usually go into like all kinds of swamps. But like I'm saying, it takes a lot of effort. I mean, there's a lot of different hunting styles and tactics. But it's never anything super malice either. I don't want them to suffer. I want that animal to be, I want it to be efficient.
Yep.
And I want it to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Not just humane, but, I can't even think of the word right now. But yeah.
You want it to be a painless death.
Yeah, basically. I don't want them
to suffer. You don't want to suffer.
Right. I just want it to be done with. So I can.
You gonna live?
Take my deer. I know you're all dying over there. And come home and feed it to my family, and then talk about. And here's the other thing, it's not just for conservation. You know how much money you spend alone for going hunting, like tons of money. You spend money on gear. You spend money on food. It's just a giant way. For the economy when it comes, there's a boost. Hotels get giant things. Like, there's a lot of things that go into it, and everybody wants to take that away.
Yeah, they want to complain about how either, like, they wasted a bunch of money on nothing, or how they fucking, they go out there and they don't take care of the fucking, the area that they're in. Like, they end up leaving it worse off than when they got there or some shit. Like,
here's what the thing is. a lot of people on Facebook post pictures with these people posted up with these dead animals that are super proud. Usually like a fucking lion or something stupid like that. And then everybody's all up in arms about that. I mean, it's not a black and white issue. You know what I mean, it's been talked about a million fucking times. A lot of those animals that they hunt are only alive because they hunt them. Otherwise, they'd be hunted out of extinction. And right now, people are making these giant ranches and breeding these animals and making more of the population. And the only reason they're doing it is because they make money for hunting. But that's the only reason there's a huge population. Otherwise, there's none of these animals left in the wild. And I mean,
because any of those animals could get hunted to damn.
These are like 1,000-acre ranches, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these are giants, with huge pieces of land.
You think they're doing that with wild boars now?
No, they
because those were a big problem down south.
They're a big problem now. They're in Wisconsin now.
Get the fuck out of here.
They had a hunting season last year somewhere in Minnesota. I was just looking at this because I want to go hunting, and it's all year, unlimited.
For boars.
Wild boar, yeah.
Wow.
Wild pigs, yep.
If I ate pork, I'd just be like, let's go.
Right now. They will eat anything, right? But in the wild, there's not very much to eat. So there's dead flesh if they can find some, but more than likely they don't find anything because the wolves and everything else pick it clean. And most of the dead flesh occurs on the road or, you know, here or there. They eat a lot of berries. They eat a lot of fucking branches. They eat a lot of nuts. They eat a lot of things like that. So their diet is different than that of, like, your standard fucking farm pig that eats slop and this, that, and the other gross shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've eaten a pig that's anywhere near a blueberry patch, it kind of has a hint of blueberry in it.
My stomach doesn't know what to do with pig anymore, though. It just goes, let's ball it all up and shove it in the
butt. That's because it's shit pig you're eating. It's not the same thing as boar, though. Like, you'll see. Because, I mean, I intend on going boar hunting at some point here in the next year or two. Now that I moved into this house, I'm getting settled. Finally got the studio. I'm almost together. We got a few little things left. The house got a little couple more things to work on. But other than that, you know, I'm planning on going hunting this fall for deer when duck season comes around.
We still got to go fishing. I got my fishing license and I haven't fished in
months yet. I want to do some ice fishing with spears, dude.
I'm trying to fish while it's still warm.
No, I'm talking about doing ice fishing this winter with spears, though, too.
Yeah, we could do that, but can we fish while it's warm, too?
Yeah, of course. But the idea is to try to just get out and do.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. While I can.
It's before I'm not able bodied.
You know, things happen. Can you use that lighter again? Because you guys seem to be hoarding it, smoking your cancer cigarettes.
Cancer cigarettes.
Your cancerettes.
What you got going on for the summer, Ray? What you got planned?
I gotta find me a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not dead by next year, and you don't have too big of a job, I plan on a lot of things. So hopefully next year it'll work out. If not, the following year. But I want to start doing a business. I mean, I've always ran my own shit, but I'm getting a crew together and doing roofing and siding contracts because, I mean, it's easy money.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota gets wrecked.
Every year.
Because
of snow and shit.
Snow, hail, rain.
Precipitation.
Yeah. Tornadoes.
Well, shit.
The occasional hurricane, earthquake. Just kidding.
Hurricane, earthquake. The occasional earthquake, flood.
The occasional Hurricane Gussie.
Hurricane Gussie.
Yep.
Hurricane Eduardo.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This summer, I have a lot of plans still. I want to...
I'm camping.
camp. I want to go fishing. I want to go have a trip. If you know what I mean.
I still want to, yeah. And I also still want to go out of town. I can't squeeze that into the summer, though. I might have to be in the fall.
Fuck that. You're going to. I'm going to set your store on fire, and you're going to have a fucking at least 3 days off.
Bet.
Wait, you got your birthday off. We're going camping on your birthday.
We're going camping on my birthday.
What do you mean, wait till the end of the year?
No, I mean, like, out of town, like out of state, out of town. Like, I want to go to Colorado or, like, Tacoma.
Why Tacoma?
Because I grew up there.
That's right.
I lived there, yeah. As a child. My early childhood years were there.
If I go anywhere near Washington, I'm going to see Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee's grave.
I still want to do that. I never got to do it when I was a kid. Go see Bruce Lee's grave.
Have you seen anybody famous's grave?
Do World War II veterans count? Because there's a whole lot of graves in Fort Snelling, but other than that, that's like, that's it.
I don't know if that, because I don't want to say no. No, that don't count. But no, I mean, as a whole, I'm sure they're famous. You know what I mean?
I've never been to a celebrity's grave. I don't think, not that I can recall.
Yeah, me either. I don't know. Maybe I mean. I just kind of, I know that's where they're buried. Is Kurt Cobain buried in Washington?
Yeah, he's from Seattle, I think. Or, yeah. You know, for his perfect, he's from Washington, but I don't know about Seattle specifically.
I know he's known for that sound, though.
Yeah.
I want to travel this summer. I want to fish. I want to trip on mushrooms. I'm doing that. Probably gonna do that sooner than later. I'm probably gonna do that after we get out this podcast. Matter of fact, fuck it. No, I need to get some shit off my chest. You know, it's been a long fucking year.
Yeah.
You know, I lost my cousin. He was kind of like my brother. It's been just a lot of weird fucking shit. My house is haunted.
Time Out Kid exists. He's a real thing.
Yeah. No shit, dude.
It's been a fucking crazy year for me too, dude. Like, not as stressful for you. It's like it is for you, for I'm certain, because you had to like get a whole new house and
do all kinds of Orlando's shit.
Death and shit like
that. And getting arrested a bunch of times. Yeah. And fucking losing my license.
Over little shit.
Getting towed. Getting fucking all kinds of bullshit happening to me.
Yeah. Most stress I had to deal with was working at Activision during crunch time. That fucking.
But you did work on World War II.
I did work on Call of Duty World War II. That shit was fucking awesome.
Your name's in the credits.
In the credits.
You're credited.
Like 4 minutes and 50 seconds into that shit.
What a wonderful time, man.
Maybe a little bit sooner or later than that, but yeah.
There's still a lot of cool things happening.
Oh, and I got to back a game
mm-hmm.
while I was working at Activision. Like, it wasn't an Activision game, but I mean, I got to back it. Like financial wise, and
that's really cool though.
It's out on Android and iOS, and it's an awesome game. And you should check it out. It's called Tiny Bird Garden. It's by Super Retro Duck.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, no wonder you've been on that shit so hard, dude. You should have been plugging that shit. Game, you didn't tell me a damn thing. It's the first.
I stay plugging it on Twitter, man. I love those guys, man.
Okay, well,
Daisy Ain and Zap Later are phenomenal artists and game developers, and they should fucking. They should keep doing what they're doing because they're really good at it.
That's really cool, man.
Like, they fucking followed their dreams and stuck to that shit, and boom, successful as shit. They've got well over. They're way into the thousands of downloads now, and like.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. I don't even know them personally, and I'm proud of them. Like, that's just really. That's like a really fucking awesome story that you can tell people, like, when you do it yourself, and like. You're like, yeah, it's something to be proud of. Like, it's something you can tell your kids and their kids, and like, who knows if like, what if they just created a legacy for, like, their families and shit like that. Like,
I had a guy I know who was a fucking crackhead, went to prison. Still in prison, still on crack. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, there's a lot of good things still to do and see this year that I'm excited. A lot of cool movies. Haven't seen any of them yet. I'm still going to the drive-thru, or the drive-in, excuse me.
So I've still never been to a drive-in.
There's really good fucking fights happening. Lots of good fights. Dante Wilder versus Anthony Joshua is like a heavyweight. Like, it's probably one of the bigger fights of the year. A lot of people will think they're trash because, like, Dante Wilder is, like, really wild. And Anthony Joshua is just, like...
I guess he was aptly named.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? He's tall as shit, dude. He's like 6'7" or something like that. Long as fuck.
I would never fight anybody that's 6'7". Like, if me and Terrence got into a fight, like, if he wanted to fight me, I'd just be like, look, dude, can we just use our words? He's got mad reach, man. His arms are as tall as me.
Yeah. You gotta use head movement, man. You know how many times I got fucking tagged in the head by him when we're sparring?
Mm-hmm.
So, I learned. I fucking bobbed and weaved. I used fucking peekaboo style. I had to use Hajime no Ippo, get in there on him. But yeah, I mean, I have plenty of video. It's pretty great. I watch this shit. I love watching when Terrence throws a punch and I slip off to the right, and then he throws another punch and I slip off to the left, and I'm in closer. It looks really cool if you watch it in slow mo. That's what you should do.
Watch videos in slow-mo.
Watch your fights in slow-mo or your sparring just in slow-mo. You learn a lot.
It's just going to be me getting punched in the face like 6 times in slow-mo.
Maybe next time you should be like, you should stop. Put your hands down and fucking like, huh? And look out to the left.
It won't work on you.
I'll be waiting for you, dude. I'm like, ball punch.
Probably work on Terrence though.
We're like, what? Yeah. Man. Yeah, there's a lot of good fights though. Some good concerts coming up. There's a lot of new things. So, hey, I picked up a guitar. That's the one thing. I guess yeah, I haven't really.
You've been good at that too. And it's been helping me get better at guitar because now I have someone to actually play with.
Yeah. I've been playing since February. It's been like a few months now. June. It's been like 5 months. Yeah.
It isn't that hard to play.
No. Maybe we should have a jam session one time.
Yeah. Like as an episode?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Play some guitar.
Yep, sit there and talk. Talk about music and play the guitar. Maybe that'll be our next one. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I like music.
Yeah.
You should come through.
Music is nice.
Music is life.
I want to get Andrew over here. I'll have like all 4 different guitars on here. Shit.
Well, shit. Yeah, let's plan for that. Oh, by the way, listeners, we're gonna be probably starting answering questions and taking questions and for like answering for advice and or just answering whatever questions you have on your mind.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite
idea
or whatever?
Mine is being creative.
How do you get that idea?
I just started thinking creatively.
Shit, we're gonna go.
Yeah.
Have a good night, you guys.
Yep.
Or day, whenever you're listening to us.
Whatever. Yeah, be careful. Take it easy out there. Don't get deported. Don't get your family separated. Take it easy. Lay off carbs. They're not good for you.
Drink water.
Lots of water. Make sure it's fluoridated. Like, it's got a lot of fluoride. You know.
Straight from the tap.
Wait, how'd your brother say it?
Oh, my brother Michael.
Pineal gland?
Yeah. Make sure you expand your pineal gland.
Your pineal gland. That's it. Your pineal gland. Your paella gland. But, yeah. All right, you guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.